next 2 or 3 years? What needs to change for this defense?
Well, that is something that, I mean, even going into last year, you know, something that we definitely want to key on. I mean, I think a lot of areas that we had, you know, success in, you know, stopping the run and, you know, getting to the quarterback, things like that. But that's a very big stat when it comes to, you know, winning and losing, you know, taking the ball away, you know, turnover margin. So that's something that we need to key in on. I mean, I think it's something that we've already started doing, you know, talking about stripping the ball and obviously DB's highest point, things like that. But I think it's one of those things you got to work on in practice and make sure you take it to the game.
Does it start with the pass rush?
I think everything starts with the pass rush. I like to think that at least. But, no, I mean, it's a whole team effort. I mean, if it's the ball, you know, in the running back's arms, he's coming around the edge, and maybe it's loose from his body, and not just having the mindset of, okay, I'm going to tackle and put the ball on the ground. You want to tackle him, the second guy, and want to get the ball off. So, I mean, it's a whole team thing.
And if you can start coming up with a few, how much would it help a rookie quarterback in that offense?
That, I mean, rookie quarterback, veteran quarterback. You take the ball away, get the ball to the offense in good position, score, and you got excellent specialists, you know, field goal range. I mean, you can almost guarantee those 3 points.
And trying to correct that problem, are there any different techniques that this coaching staff has been using than the ones in the past did?
Technique-wise, I mean, forcing the fumble, but I think the priority maybe has changed. You know, we've actually tallied those things, getting fumbles, strips on the running backs, you know, even not just for us, but for our running backs. You know, having them come through the hole and having somebody tug on the ball, trying to get it off of them when they go in the game, you know, it'll help them keep the ball. So it goes for both sides, and I think that's something we've already been keen on.
You wonder about your luck collectively when you look back on the last couple seasons. I mean, it just seemed like so many times the ball would be there.
Luck favors the ready. You know, so it's one of those situations where you have to have a mindset that ball's going to come out and you got to be ready to jump on it, or you got to be ready to strip it and take it to the house if need be.
Cam, talk about this Houston offense. What it's going to take for you guys to be able to stop them.
I'm looking forward to, you know, a good test straight out the gate. You know, I believe they were, you know, top three rushing the ball last year, and we were up there as well as stopping the run. So definitely a good test, you know, unstoppable force, immovable object kind of thing. And it's one of those games where you draw a line in the sand, and, you know, you got to put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, Kevin Ted said during the preseason, you showed pretty much vanilla defense. If that's the case, how much difference can we expect when we see out of your defense coming Sunday?
Being somebody kind of behind the scenes, it definitely was vanilla. But I would assume that that's kind of across the league. You know, you don't want to, you know, show all your cards. You know, you don't play your hand close to your vest. And we definitely have some things in store. You know, a lot of moving parts. You know, obviously don't want to give away too much, but it's definitely more exciting than we've shown so far. And I think if the guys go out there and execute, it's going to be a good season.
Do you have any advice for the rookie quarterback or the rookie head coach?
Breathe. Yeah. Trying to remember back to my first few games, you can get a little overexcited. But from what I've seen, obviously Coach and Ryan, they have a good head on their shoulders, so they should be all right.